Britain's outgoing Prime Minister today embarks on a tour of Africa. The first stop for Tony Blair is Libya, where he's expected to announce that British Petroleum is returning to that country. Blair will also visit Sierra Leone and South Africa on one of his last trips abroad before stepping down late next month. Tony Blair is regarded as something of a hero in Africa for directing global attention to the continent's needs. To learn more about Blair's legacy there, we called Julian Borger, diplomatic editor of London's Guardian newspaper. Hello, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.
How did Tony Blair earn this reputation as a champion of Africa?
Well, in several ways. I suppose you could start off in 2000 with the intervention of Sierra Leone that helped bring to an end a particularly nasty civil war that cost thousands of lives, particularly vicious. And it was a successful intervention. It brought peace and peace is held. Secondly, 2005, when Britain hosted the G8 meeting at Gleneagles, it was focused on climate change and on Africa and pledged wealthy countries to put in an extra $50 billion of extra aid per year by 2010, over half of which would go to Africa. So it was very much Africa-oriented, and you know, part of that legacy is the upcoming G8 summit in Germany will be focused on the same issues.
You know, he is considered, I know, a big hero in Sierra Leone. You know, that intervention, as you said, presumably saved many lives. He's also, though, going to South Africa. We'll be talking about Zimbabwe, probably. What do critics say about his record? Because South Africa would be a different sort of place for him.
Yes, I mean, there are several issues on the table in South Africa. One of them is Zimbabwe. He would like the Southern Africans and South Africa in particular to sort of lead the effort to try and push Robert Mugabe into standing down or at least making human rights concessions. He really sees the Southern Africans as having to play a lead in that. There's only so much more isolation that the British and Europeans can contribute to. But there are broader issues at stake in South Africa. The broader issues of trade. There's a new round of trade negotiations, crunch negotiations coming up in June that will concern the access that African countries have to European and world markets, and also aid. Most countries have fallen short of the pledges they made at Gleneagles, and Tony Blair, one of the issues that he wants to highlight in this tour, put pressure on some of the other leading industrial countries to meet those obligations by the time the next G8 summit next week.
Now, you said this Africa trip comes just before the G8 summit, Blair's last. Anything that he can do as sort of a lame duck, just briefly?
Well, I mean, Downing Street are pushing back very hard against this idea of him being a lame duck. They say, and they're saying this isn't just a legacy tour. There's everything to play for, sort of in the last few hours of the game. And everything is indeed up in the air. There are last-minute negotiations going on about climate change. There are expectations of both in Washington and in Berlin, new announcements this week about aid pledges, about education and AIDS. So there's a hope that and even in this late hour, something more can be salvaged of Tony Blair's legacy.
Julian, thanks very much. Julian Borger is diplomatic editor of The Guardian newspaper.